I suppose we've all seen many versions of A Christmas Carol. It seems to be being remade all the time. But I didn't have the highest hopes when I went into this one, not because of Dickens's story, which is wonderful, but because of the director, Robert Zemeckis, and this way of filming that he's developed in recent years for The Polar Express and Beowulf. And what he does is have the actors act, not in costume or makeup or anything like that, but they do the performance and the voices, and then the animation is put over their performance. So it's called captured performance. So it was a bit odd in Beowulf, because Beowulf was tall and handsome, but he was played by Ray Winston, who, with all respect, is not. And this time, he has Jim Carrey as Scrooge.
What do you want with me?
You will be haunted by three spirits. I'd rather not.
But this time, he's kept the characters looking more like the actors, though Gary Oldman plays Bob Cratchit, mm-hmm. and he's made to be much shorter in stature and with a much more smiling face. And Colin Firth then is nephew Fred, and doesn't quite look like Colin Firth, but certainly sounds like him. So it's an interesting process with a strong cast, telling the story particularly well.
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Ah! Haunt me no longer!
And the added value, for those who enjoy it, it's made in a very powerful 3D process. For once, I really felt the depth of, for instance, Scrooge's office. It's got the three dimensions there, but you can see outside into the London street, which is also three-dimensional. So as it all comes together, it's particularly well made. Jim Carrey's very good, and I think it captures the essence of Dickens's story.
I think it looks really super, and you were speaking about this performance capture technique. It makes for some incredible animation.
Yes, they're able to do all kinds of things. Say, with A Christmas Carol, you've got the three ghosts. In fact, they are all acted by Jim Carrey.
Get away! Get away!
He makes a super Scrooge, actually, doesn't he?
He looks, yes, they've drawn him in a very elongated way. I'll have to tell you, he sounds a bit like Alastair Sim in the famous British classic of A Christmas Carol. But I was surprised to find out that he actually plays the ghosts as well, one of whom is very much like a shadow, the ghost of Christmases to come. Yes, so it's, as it went on, I found I was more and more engrossed, and even though I knew the ending, I was still enjoying it.
And it's an ending that is always relevant at Christmas time.
God bless us, everyone.
Absolutely. Okay, definitely recommend the Christmas Carol, I think.
It's just a bit scary for littlies, I'd better add that. Okay. It has a PG rating, but yes, some of the scenes, especially the ghosts, could be a bit upsetting for the littlies.
Okay, thank you, Peter. That was Peter Malone, head of the film office at Cygnus, the World Catholic Association for Communication.